Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a cool, clear morning across Israel. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, offering a pleasant day to be outdoors. In Haifa, the weather is equally inviting, with mild temperatures expected throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post just in, Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion missile defense deal known as the Achilles Shield. This marks the largest defense export agreement between the two countries. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports that the son of Iran's supreme leader has called on Muslim countries to unite against Israel and the United States, labeling them as enemies of the Islamic world. Also this hour, Ynet highlights concerns from ex-IDF generals who warned that settler violence against Palestinians is becoming a threat to Israel itself, describing it as ethnic cleansing. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Iran and Hamas are increasing their attack plots in the West Bank, according to Israeli warnings. And finally, from the Times of Israel, Rahm Emanuel has donated $550,000 to a program training Palestinian doctors at an Israeli hospital, calling it healthcare diplomacy. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy expert, posted earlier today that a Wall Street Journal story highlights the arrogance of great powers in underestimating their adversaries, drawing parallels to Putin's actions in Ukraine. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist, posted that Hakim Jeffries, a prominent Democrat, has condemned antisemitism by Hassan Piker, mentioning it on CNN. Belaz News reports that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats following the Dutch parliament's decision to ban trade in products from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories, starting with the missile defense deal. The agreement between Israel and Greece signifies a deepening of military ties and strategic cooperation. This deal is considered a significant boost for Israel's defense industry, enhancing regional security dynamics. Turning to Iran's call for unity against Israel and the U.S., the statement from Khamenei's son underscores the ongoing tensions and the potential for increased regional alliances against shared adversaries. Iran's rhetoric may further strain diplomatic efforts in the region. Meanwhile, the warning from ex-IDF generals about settler violence comes amid rising tensions in the West Bank. The New York Times highlights concerns that unchecked violence could destabilize Israeli society and fuel international criticism. Separately, the increased attack plots by Iran and Hamas in the West Bank raise alarms for Israeli security. Israel warns that these plots could escalate violence, further complicating peace efforts in the region. Finally, Rahm Emanuel's financial contribution to train Palestinian doctors aims to foster cooperation and goodwill between Israelis and Palestinians. This initiative seeks to use healthcare as a bridge for peace amid ongoing political disputes. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that a major transformation is underway in Yehud, where 96 apartments will be replaced by 391 new housing units. This is part of the Park Magshimim project, reflecting ongoing urban development. Separately, CTEC highlights that the Israeli state is resuming insurance for cargo against war and terrorism. This initiative aims to ensure the continuity of imports and exports during times of conflict, providing stability to businesses. And finally, Walla Business reveals that a compensation arrangement for a former military prosecutor has been halted. This development involves the IDF and reflects the complexities of military and financial accountability. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.